אתם עם SBS בעברית. לעוד סיפורים מעניינים, כנסו ל-sbs.com.au.
Yes, there's been some historic offers, discounts to several Jewish schools in Sydney to address a growing affordability crisis. One in three households in the Gen 17 Jewish Community Survey found that the cost of fees at Jewish day schools prevented parents from sending at least one child in their family to a Jewish school. So last month, Masada College on Sydney's North Shore announced a drastically more affordable offer for new students from kindergarten to year 12, which is equates to about half the usual price. The school's president, Daryl Dorfman, pointed out that there are more than 700 Jewish children on Sydney's North Shore who currently do not attend a Jewish day school. They go to public schools instead. So he said the school identified affordability was the number one reason behind this. So the aim of this never-before-seen discount offer by the school, which is open until October 31, is to remove the hurdle of affordability for these families.
We must stress that the offer is opened only till the end of the month. So if you know somebody that's got children on the North Shore of Sydney that go to the public schools, primary or high school, they shouldn't miss the opportunity to enroll into Masada for less. I think it's a third of the fees from what I've seen. It like 10,000 a year, which is quite cheap for private school fees, so they shouldn't miss the opportunity.
That's right. And primary school Mount Sinai College in Sydney's southeast also provided a Jewish studies grant which just finished, and that also offered up to a 50% bursary for children not currently enrolled in a Jewish school. And last year, Keset Torah College, which is in Dover Heights in Sydney, offered a limited per annum offer of $1,000 for primary fees or just $1,800 for high school fees.
I think that offer was incredible. I know a few people actually that moved the children, that are not particularly religious, and they moved the children to Keset Torah. We would pronounce it in Hebrew, Keter Torah, but they call it Keset Torah, for $1,000 a year for a private school in the eastern suburbs of Sydney. Apparently, the people that I know, they were very happy with their decision. They said that so the child's wearing a kippah and learning about Jewish studies, but they said that the school was very warm and welcoming. They felt like part of the community straight away. So I really want to congratulate the schools, Masada and Mount Sinai and Keset Torah, for offering opportunities, this opportunity to people that can't afford private school fees. And I know lots of Israeli migrants that are living on the North Shore of Sydney are considering now sending their children and grandchildren to Masada, which they couldn't afford before, and now it's far more affordable.
Yeah, that's right. And the Australian Council of Jewish Schools has actually welcomed all these incentives. Moriah College and Emmanuel School are not currently offering such discounts, but principals of both schools say they're working close with families who seek financial support, you know, to find ways to provide their children with the Jewish education.
And we're talking to Shane Dziatnik, senior journalist at the Australian Jewish News, and you're listening to SBS Radio broadcasting around Australia with Nitza Lowenstein, and this is Shalom Australia on SBS. Shane, there is also allocation of federal funds to Jewish institutions.
Yeah, so this is the Safer Communities funding grants. This is the fourth round allocated. In Sydney, the Wentworth electorate in the eastern suburbs will receive $5.5 million from these funds to improve security in schools, in schools and community organisations. And in Bradfield on Sydney's North Shore, five Jewish communal organisations will share in more than $1.5 million. And in Melbourne, the electorate of McNamara, 10 Jewish organisations, that electorate will receive just over $4 million. The money will be used for things like improving CCTV networks, deterrence measures, improved lighting, fences, and also upgrade intercom and alarm system.
Shane, the Melbourne Jewish community lost Professor Louis Wallach, and the Sydney Jewish community Loste Rose Fakatai. Can you please tell us about Professor Louis Wallach?
He passed away last week, sadly aged 84. He's a child refugee from pre-World War II Poland, and he went on to have a monumental impact on Australian law reform in academia and also in Victoria's Jewish community. A preeminent communal identity, he held several senior roles within B'nai B'rith. He served as chair of the McCaw Jewish Library and the Melton Adult Education Program. He also sat on the board of the Jewish Museum, the Hebrew University of Jerusalem, Tel Aviv University. He was appointed chairman of Victoria's Law Reform Commission in 1984, and he also served as a part-time commissioner. He was also an acclaimed jurist, and he was recognised as an officer of the Order of Australia in 1989 and was a pioneer of legal studies at Monash University. He was born in Sidlis in Poland in 1935, and he and his family emigrated to Australia in 1938 as the threat from Nazi Germany rose, and they changed their surname to Waller. He married Wendy. They had four children. One of his sons, Ian Waller, said his father died last week on the eve of Yom Kippur with his family by his hospital bedside.
Also, the Jewish community, they called her the jewel in the crown of the Sydney Jewish community. Rose Fakatai passed away suddenly, age 71.
She worked as a preschool director at Moriah College for 17 years and was a member of WITSO for 50 years and ran a program also at Montefiore Home, bringing together young and old. Delivering her eulogy at a very, very well-attended funeral service, Rabbi David Friedman called her a jewel in the crown of Sydney Jewry. He said, everyone here will hold some memories of her goodness, her kindness, her friendship, love, and her commitment to our Jewish community, to WITSO, and to the State of Israel.
And we're talking to Shane Dziatnik, senior journalist at the Australian Jewish News. Shane, another loss, a former member of the Melbourne community, the psychologist that moved to South Africa. That lady was murdered in her home.
Yes, prominent psychologist Dr. Mira Wilkes was 69 years old and is being remembered as a true mensch. She grew up in Melbourne, as you said. She moved to South Africa, and she's been found stabbed to death in her Johannesburg home. According to reports, the intruder waited for Wilkes, his husband, to leave the house before breaking a hole in the ceiling and descending into the residence. Apparently, he is still at large, South African authorities say. The couple had a daughter, Taryn, and son, Brett, in Melbourne before moving to South Africa. Wilkes was renowned for her work in the fields of hate crime, trauma, and violence, and is a former art teacher.
Shane Dziatnik, senior journalist at Australian Jewish News. I'd like to take the opportunity wishing you Chag Sameach for Simchat Torah and have a great week. עקבו אחרינו והפיצו אותנו דרך דף הפייסבוק שלנו.